Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
A lot of you guys are well-intended and very, very sweet. If you listen to the show, what?
I just love how invested people get.
They do get invested. And that's the beauty of doing a show like this.
Yes.
Some of you guys have been listening for a while. You get invested in our lives and you just want to help.
Yeah.
Which is really awesome. So now that I am single again, I'm starting to get some DMs from people going, hey, I know somebody. You're single. They're single. You both are warm-blooded. And she's short. That seems to be the common denominator right there. If she's short, we're going to be a great pair. Let me assure you that I am fine in the place that I am in right now. And while I appreciate that, one name keeps coming up more than any other for me to be set up with. And that person is my ex-wife. People are determined to ship me with my ex-wife.
So they feel like after 9 years of separation, it now makes the heart grow fonder, and the two of you are now meant to be.
Right. So here's where it started.
Have you told Stace about these?
I haven't.
No?
No. So, yeah, let me get into all of this here real quick. So it started with Ask Me Anything last week. It started with me taking pictures of her dogs that were in my house. She was leaving for the weekend with our son to take him back to college. So I have been watching her dogs, which has been awesome. Having dogs in the house is great. And you know what else is great? Giving them back to her when she comes back. Because I'm just not in the space to get a new dog yet. And I know that. I want to go 6 months without any kind of responsibility. So this has been really, really nice to have something, some heartbeats in the house when I get there. So I watched her dogs, and I also told you that she's got this new job and she's going to be traveling more, and I volunteered to babysit the dogs whenever she's out of town. So I took some pictures, put them up on Instagram, and then I did this Ask Me Anything, and I think because of the dog pictures, are you and Stacy getting back together now? Was one of, no, not one, six of the Ask Me Anything responses. So I wrote back, Stacey, you got to stop asking me this. And then I wrote, kidding. Are we really living in a place that if divorced couples that are co-parenting are friendly with each other, that it means they are getting back together?
Yes.
Apparently so. And I wrote, come on. It's taken us a lot of peaks and valleys to get here. We are good. So Stacey and I have been divorced now, I don't even know, man, it's 9 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of peaks and valleys with us. It started off really, really rough. The one bit of credit I will give to her and me is that I feel like we've always tried really hard to keep it straight in front of the kids. That's always been our priority.
It does no good to talk smack about your ex in front of the kids because it puts them in the middle of everything.
Or at all.
Yeah.
How about that? Or at all. The relationship is over, okay? Mm-hmm. You don't need to take your daggers and, you know, stab each other online. It's over, man, right? So I think that because those that were listening back in the day are thinking, okay, you know what? You guys can get back together. It's not going to happen. There are a lot of peaks, a lot of valleys, a lot of peaks. We're at a really nice place right now. In fact, I think that I might have added to this by saying that I was so happy that she got this new job because she really has felt like she needed a place that fit her, and she got one now with a nonprofit. She started Burt's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
This is perfect for her. That I said to her that, hey, congratulations, I'll take you out to dinner. So my thought was, we'll go to the place where both of my kids are working. They work at a restaurant. So while they're working, Stacy and I can celebrate her getting this new job. So I think people heard that also, and they're like, wait a minute. Dinner and dogs?
Dinner and dogs.
It's all right in front of you, Bert. It's all right in front of you.
When's the wedding?
The second wedding.
The right. Listeners are trying to parent trap you.
So
oh, they are. They're like your kids. They just want mom and dad back together.
So we're in a really, really nice place. We're not calling each other every single day. It's not like that. But it's at a really nice place, especially when you have kids. And it doesn't matter to me how old the kids are. They want to see mom and dad getting along with each other. And then I started to get some of these DMs also. Ha, my ex-husband and I are also in a great place now after going through a lot of ups and downs over the last 15 years. So many people keep thinking we're going to get back together and we're both in relationships with other people. Our reality is we have three boys whom we are proud of and are going the next steps in their lives. It's not about us! Exclamation point. It's about them, but some people can't grasp that. And those kind of DMs were coming in time and time again. But I do think, at least in reading this, that people just assume that if you're divorced, it's going to be bad forever. And you might even be going through this right now. And you're thinking, because it's right in front of you, it's going to be bad forever. And I said this a couple of weeks ago also, that it won't. It probably won't. If you guys both have the kids' best interests in heart, it takes a lot of swallowing ego, for sure. But you can become friends without it being romantic. People didn't want to buy that.
Yeah, good for you, though. I'm really happy for the two of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just fine. And again, I don't want to misrepresent it and make it seem like it's, oh, my God, they're talking to each other every single day and holding hands as they're going down the street, even though it's a friendship. It's not like that. But we're good. We're solid. So it ain't going to happen. Mom and Dad not getting back together.
Get it. The Bert Show.